Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you, thanking you again for this time we've reached of the word. We want to hear from you, and we pray, Lord, that you help us understand your word. Use me to bring it forth to us, and don't let us go back on the way we came. Don't let this word pass from us, but it should have a good place in our hearts and help us change unto your likeness, oh Lord. This we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Matthew 25:31-46 marks the end of this last discourse of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I told you previously, that Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he gave 5 different discourses. Thank you, that's a very good interpretation. It's like a preaching, a teaching.
Okay.
The first one was the mighty Sermon on the Mount. Verse 5 up to 7. The second one was the mission discourse. Mission, he was sending them to mission discourse. The third one was the parabolic discourse, where you find many parables about the kingdom. The fourth was in Matthew 18, the church discourse. Okay, they call it the church discourse. So you find some parables there, but more about the church. If you follow those parables, it's more about the church. And the last one is this one from Matthew 23 up to 25, which they call the Olivet discourse. Yes, because he did it on the Mount Olivet. Okay, and so now we are ending really his teaching. 26, 27, 28, and 28, you find the narrative of his sufferings, death, resurrection, and ascension. So it's a totally new part of in this book. And you know, in this Olivet discourse, he was talking about the end, the about the destruction of the temple. He talked about the signs of the end. He gave the parable of the 10 virgins, telling, showing us that we should be ready for him. Then before this, he talked about, he gave the parable of the talents, showing us that even if we need to be waiting for him, we should not do it by folding our arms. We need to be serving, we need to be working for him. So 25:1-13, you should wait for him. 14 up to 30, how you should wait for him. You should wait for him, not in
idleness,
but
you need to be busy in transaction, doing transaction with what he left with us. And now this last part of the discourse, 31 up to the end, how he's going to reward you on how you use these talents. And I gave the title to my message, "The King's Rewards in Glory." The King's Rewards in Glory. And I read the passage once again. Matthew 25:41-46. Thus says the Lord, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?' And the king will answer and say to them, 'Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.' Then he will also say to those on the left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?' Then he will answer them, saying, 'Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." That's the passage that we're going to spend some time in together. The first part of chapter 25, wait for him. The second part, don't be idle as wait for him. And the third part, the reward for what you did as you are waiting for him. The rewards of what you did as you are waiting for him. For what you did as you are waiting. So you don't wait for him just in idleness. Verse 31, we find this, what I call the appearance of the church. It reads, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory." Some ancient Jewish writings or literature described human judges before the final day of judgment.
Human judge. Human judge. Human judge is one. Yes. I say, when you read the literature, the writings of the Jews, you find that they also believed in a human judge before the great judgment. Yes. That some human being would come to judge people for God. But the description of the absolute authority that this man would have, they did not have that. They knew that the true judgment was for God Himself. But this man would come to judge for God before. They did not understand Daniel chapter
7.
And we see the appearance of the judge. The appearance of the judge. The appearance. Okay. He appears as the Son of Man. This is the title of our glorious Redeemer Jesus Christ. It is His humiliation title. As I've always told you, that Him, God, to call Himself Son of Man is really to humble Himself. He calls Himself the Son of Man because without the Word becoming flesh, salvation would be impossible. It's only that flesh that could have blood that could be poured for the remission of sin. So the judge is seen as the Son of Man. But here, it is the Son of Man in His glory. Not the other Son of Man as they saw Him walk.
The
earth. He came to redeem us in His humiliation. But He is going to judge us in His glory. He came to redeem us as the Lamb of God. He's going to judge us as the Lion of Judah. We need to have this in mind. This judge is seen as the Son of Man. And He comes in His glory, accompanied by His holy angels. And then He will sit on the throne of His glory. His throne of glory. His glorious throne. Verse 32 reads, all the nations will be gathered before Him. And we see the vast assembly now. Before Him. Let's go to Daniel, because we'll be going between Daniel 7 and Matthew
25.
Yeah, let's go to Daniel 7 and I show you something there. Daniel 7.
Daniel Musangu.
Verse 9 and 10. Yeah, we read this in the morning. A mighty vision of Prophet Daniel.
Because
the Bible in Matthew tells us that this Son of Man will come in His glory. And that is going to sit on His glorious throne. See, check what Daniel saw. 7:9. I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. Now he sees in his vision thrones. And on one throne, one very old guy sit on it. His garment was white as snow. And the hair of his head was like pure wool. Yeah, very white. His throne was a fiery flame. Yes! So when you only read in Matthew that he sat on his glorious throne, you don't understand what that means. Where have you seen a throne that gives out fire? It wields a burning fire. It's with the wheels of that throne, a burning fire. The wheels go obupira kweko. Those are the wheels of that throne. Burning fire. 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. A thousand ministered to him. You see, now the same picture that we see there, that the nations came and stood before the other church in Matthew. So even here, Daniel saw before that thousands and thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. And the books were open. We jump to 13. I was watching in the night visions. And behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days. He went to that very old person. And they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom. That all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. We shall not pass away. And his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. Back to Matthew 25, where we read that this judge looked like a Son of Man, just like that what Daniel saw. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. 32. All the nations will be gathered before him. All the nations. I was reading one commentator who said here the nations means only the physical Israel. Immediately I said, even with their voice I was alone, rubbish. What do you want to tell us? Each and every race, human, color, tribe will stand before him. And he has to judge each and every person. And he will separate them one from
the earth from another. Now all the nations came in one group. In one group. And they stood before him. The king is, the judge is there. And he starts separating from them. Like as a shepherd divides his sheep from the
goats.
For you to understand what this judge did, you need to understand. I need to take you back into Palestine so that you understand how shepherds in Palestine used to divide sheep. Although goats and sheep always move together and fed together during daytime. During daytime. It is said that Palestinian shepherds normally separated goats from sheep during night. They could not sleep together. During the day, they could move together, feed together. But in the night, this could sleep here, and the goats could sleep there. Why? Because sheep, goats need to be warm at night. Be warm, they need to be warm. Therefore, they need to sleep indoors. Why sheep prefer open hair? They need open hair. Sheep were more valuable than goats. And in Pagan Dream Handbook, sheep were associated with good, while goats were associated with trouble. When you dream about a goat, that is trouble. You see a sheep in your dream, that's some good. So now the way the Palestinian shepherd could separate sheep from goats, that's how this judge had separate his people into groups. And when you read 34 up to 40, let me read there quickly. 34 up to 40. Okay, just to save time. We read there already. The king is saying something to the sheep on his right hand side, telling them the reason why they are there and why they are going into glory. We find that the basis of their entrance into heaven, into God's kingdom, is their actions. They provided food for him. They clothed him. Gave him shelter. They took good care of him. What does that mean? You may ask. Pastor, do you want to tell us that people go enter heaven according to their deeds and not according to their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Because here we are seeing that it's their deeds that is taking them into the kingdom. Always remember that your faith without actions is dead. And therefore, a dead faith will take you nowhere. We always tell you that those things you cannot separate them. Faith and action. When you are coming from your sins, from the world to Christ, you don't need any good actions. You cannot feed him, you cannot give him shelter or take care of him when you are in your sins in the world.
No.
But once you've come to him, you are now a believer. Good actions or good works is come automatically. There's no way you can tell me that you are just a believer, but you don't have good works because you have only faith in Christ. No. Those two things. But then you don't even force. These people, when if they gave him shelter and what, they did not force it. It just came automatically because they are in him. We also learn here that the important, okay, so we learn the importance of looking after our fellow brethren. Do good to them. Do good to them. You'll be rewarded for it. Yes, you can be kind with every person. Even non-believers. But here, the king is talking of the least of these brothers of mine. What you did for the smallest of my brothers. These are the believers, true believers. Whatever you do to them, you do to Christ, because you can see their question. They were surprised also. When did you see this guy naked and we clothed him? Hungry and we fed him. When? And he says, whenever you did anything to the least of my brothers, you did it to me. What are we learning here, friends? Do good, especially to the believers. But you need to be careful here. Not everyone will say, it tells you I'm a Christian, no, you want to do good. You'll be surprised. Yeah, because many people call themselves believers and they are not. Help your brothers and sisters. Even if you don't know them, if only they are true believers, help them with rent, transport. Someone wants to go and preach the gospel, send them. Whatever you do, is you are not doing it for Caesar. You are doing it for he that Caesar is serving. And you'll be rewarded highly for that. That's why sometimes when I'm praying after eating in someone's house, I say, Lord, thank you for this nice meal. I want to go back, but meet my bills, oh Lord. Meet my bills. It's as if I enter the restaurant, I've eaten, and someone is there to pay my bills. And yes, he's telling us in this passage that he will meet those bills. Do good, brethren. We continue verse 41. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cast, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. The gods are on his left side. And is telling them to depart from him. For the same reason, you saw me naked, you did not clothe me. You saw me sleep outside your gate, you did not bring me in. I was hungry, you did not feed me. And they will also be surprised, just like the sheep. Lord, when did we see you in ABC and we did not minister to you? The same surprise. Then he will answer them saying, assuredly I said to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Whatever you refrain yourself from doing for these my disciples, you did not do it to me. And when I read such passages, I feel proud, brethren, to be called servant of Jesus, a friend to Jesus. Check out how this great king is lowly. After calling himself Son of Man, a great God, and he does not say, whatever you did not do to these my servants. No! The least of my brothers. My brothers. Okay, sisters, don't say no. What about us? He calls all of us his brothers. That's just the language of the Bible. Men and women together. What a glorious title! To be called the brother of the creator of the heavens and the earth. What kind of love this is! For one to give his own life for his friends. He calls us his friends. He calls us his brothers. And he says, whatever you did to one of my brothers, not even one, the least. Yes, those that everyone despises. Those that every member of RBC despises. Not being in RBC, no. The one that everyone wants to put to get the attention from and put it on Bill. Whatever you did to that one, you did it to me. It was me. What a glorious title. But we live up in RBC. Year in, year out. Okay, you cannot come and tell us because you don't want you when you do something good to raise the flag up. We don't want that. But at least as your pastor here, much. Who is here putting on a shoe from a brother or a sister in his church? Aluwa! Simumanyi! I told you about my sister Susan. We used to pray with in my Pentecostal church many years ago. I had shirts that I could say this was bought me by Sister Susan. She
wants
to be with the Lord. I had a shoe that I had a hole down there. She bought me a shoe. This Elder David is even a pharmacist. Why should I waste my money to buy a shoe or a shirt for a pharmacist? No, be a blessing to one another. Just say, no, brother, sister, I wanted to be a blessing to you. You don't need to have millions to do that. Whatever, take these words from the great king, the great judge. Whatever you did to them, you did to me. And whatever you stop yourself from doing to them, you stop doing it to me. You remember again what he told Saul when he was going to persecute the church. Saul, why do you persecute me?
Saul, why do
you? And Paul was like, also surprised. Lord, me, Saul, to persecute you? Where did I meet you? But they crucified you and you went back to heaven. When did I meet you to even throw a stone on you? And he said, these people you are going to persecute, it's me. I pity those of you who are not Christians. Jesus Christ to call you his friend.
Yes, Christo,
do good. Not only to those you know.
Even
those you don't know. But don't do good to those who come to starting threatening you. God told me in a vision that you are the one to pay me transport to go and preach in Mbara.
So
go and tell that God to also talk to me. You are a false prophet. Go elsewhere, not here. He comes to you, then goes to him, to her. At the end of the day, they have a lot of money and they go nowhere to
preach.
Whatever you did not do to them, you did not do to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life, into glory. And if we go back to verse 31, it begins like this. We are ending now. I just want to get a few words that's of application. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, when you read your Bible, don't despise words. There's a very big difference between when and if. When and if, okay. See, no? I understand that. When he says, when the Son of Man comes, not if the Son of Man comes. If the Son of Man comes.
Senga,
okay.
So
if is a probability.
Yes, but he did not say if it is when. This is a reality, this is a fact that this will happen whether you like it or not. That moment will happen. He will come with the clouds of the heavens, of the sky, escorted by his holy angel. It is when he comes. So if he is coming, how are you preparing yourself towards
that?
How are you preparing yourself towards that? He is coming. This is the very person who has given us all the signs in Matthew
24.
And most of them we've seen and we are still seeing. 2,000 years down the road. How dare you doubt such a person? He talked of diseases that were not there will come. The Ebola's are there, the Marburg's are there. You have names and many names that we didn't know in
Wayan.
It is the same person who's telling you when the Son of Man comes. When? How are you preparing yourself for that? He comes to you in two ways. Either will find you alive and he gets you with others together. Or he can come to you alone even tomorrow,
Monday.
Through death. How are you preparing yourself? The other one, you can say it, he might still be far. What about your death? Is it also still far? How do you know? So you need to be ready every time to meet him. It's only when you read these prophetic books like Daniel and Revelation that you understand the meaning of into glory. The glorious throne. Giving out fire. And the revelation tells you it is surrounded by the crystal sea, the sea of glasses. I don't know how it looks like. I have no idea. I'm just full of marrow. I want to go and see. How is it? How does it look like? Daniel tells us that on the throne this Ancient of Days was seated.
Daniel atugamba nti noko namondo ono ono wedda ku yali atudde.
Ancient of Days.
Ono wedda ku yali atudde.
With white hair.
Galina evi enje.
And this is the imagery that Father Christmas takes.
Ndiye kine kifana ni your Father Christmas chatwala.
Equating himself with the Ancient of Days in many things. But you find Christians say, no problem, Christian liberty. Romans talk of Christian liberty, so everyone should be free to. So I have no problem to take my children where Father Christmas is and put Father Christmas into my home. Okay, interpret Christian liberty like that, no problem.
And this,
later Daniel saw someone like a son of man. And he was brought before the Ancient of Days.
And the Ancient of Days gave him all the authority
to
do everything else for him, to judge people for him, that all peoples and nations and tribes and colors should serve him. You call yourself a born again. Yes, I was telling someone even this morning that everyone these days is born again. Everyone believes they are born again. No problem. But let your lifestyle prove to us that you are born again. If you read the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel talks of the king again to separate between sheep and sheep. Yes, even if you are already among the sheep, you will not go to hell, but according to how you served him, what you did for him. Yes. Don't just say, "Ah, good enough. I'm among the sheep, so you want to relax." Do good. Visit the sick. The prisoners. Feed those who need your assistance. Close those who need your clothing, especially from the house of God. Especially from the house of God. And you'll be rewarded for that. Don't say, "No, this one has got more money than me." Just do it for the sake of brotherly love. And for the sake of Christ himself. Do good to one another. Don't be selfish people. You being with your brothers and sisters for 2, 3, 4 years, you've never been a blessing in them materially in any way. You just know we are reformed, we are going to heaven together. Do good. May the Lord help us. The message is come for all of us together. The situation changed. Let it change, no problem. In as much as you did not do it to one of these, you did not do it to me. And nothing pleases me like that. So when you give me something from you, don't think that you are doing me a favor, you are doing yourself a favor. When you give that brother, that sister, or any stranger who is a born again, you're doing yourself a favor. And this again goes back to our contribution towards feeding your brothers and sisters.
Yes.
You want to contribute so that your brother and sister will eat well.
Yes.
Feed them for the sake of Christ. Feed them. May the Lord help us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this word. Your Holy Spirit alone can help us understand the weight of these words, the meaning, the importance of these words. Even if I spoke till evening, without you, the help of your Holy Spirit, Lord, they will just enter one ear and go out into the other ear. Therefore, O Holy Spirit, help us understand the truth of Scripture, from Scripture.
What a privilege to be called the brothers, the friends of Christ, the great God. And help us, Lord, not miss this glorious moment when He will be coming to take us into glory. We thank You and we pray these things through Christ our Lord. Amen.